Okay, feel good.
This is a crazy rescue story. It happened in Minnesota. 18-year-old Sam was driving a malfunctioning 2022 Honda Pilot whose computer had taken over, wasn't allowed to brake, and kept, in fact, it kept accelerating.
Holy crap.
So Sam called his mom, who called 911. Minnesota State Patrol and the county deputies were driving beside him, and they were on the phone with him. And they knew they were speeding towards a small town, decided they needed to call ahead and, you know, block off intersections, which this feels a lot like it was playing out like the 1994 movie Speed, right?
Starring Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Couldn't go below 50 miles an hour on the bus.
Right.
It was a slightly different situation than the plot, but still. Minnesota State Trooper Zach Groover knew it was coming down to crashing the car to stop it. And at one point, Sam's car was going 113 miles an hour.
Oof.
And they were running out of time. The road they were on was turning into a dirt road, dead end.
Mm.
So Groover sped in front of Sam's vehicle and told him to crash into it.
Is the accelerator, like, the accelerator stuck down?
I was going a lot faster than we thought it was.
I started to go, I'm going to die tonight.
Yeah, I'll try to get in front of you and add a little extra brake power.
Probably 130, I know squad tops out around 140, so probably somewhere in that range.
Yes, run into the back of his car.
I don't think I did anything special. Really, I think what it comes down to is I just had the fastest car and was able to get in front of him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, unbelievable, right? And they stayed so calm.
Yeah.
Like, all of them are so calm as this thing is playing out. And you can literally see the dash cam footage of this kid's, like, car whizzing past him when they start, you know, to try to pursue him, chase him down, figure out what's going on, all the things.
Mm.
And thank goodness they're okay after the crash. And, yeah, just incredible footage. You can see the entire story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.